Mexico's new president opened the country's presidential palace to the public this month. As Jorge Valencia reports from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, it is a largely symbolic gesture that many are responding to.
Musicians play fiddles and guitars along the walkways of a green and leafy estate. And this, here in the heart of Mexico City, is an unusual scene.
We are in Los Pinos, which used to be for several years the house of the President of Mexico.
The estate was the private home of Mexico's presidents for the last 84 years. That was until the new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, took office this month and said the estate would be for the public. Eva Villarreal is one of many visiting what is called Los Pinos, Spanish for the pines.
And I bet everybody was curious to be here, so that's why we are here.
Los Pinos spreads over about 150 acres, and Villarreal got to see where former presidents slept, held their meetings. She also saw statues, cars, and an eagle?
An eagle, which is a symbol of our flag. She was very friendly.
This is an actual eagle, not the statue of an eagle,
eagle. A real eagle.
Villarreal sees this as a special moment.
I feel happy, moved, with hope. We don't know what's in the future, and we celebrate. It's a moment to celebrate.
Mexico's presidential estate opening to the public is a symbol. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador campaigned on an austere agenda and says he'll live in more modest quarters than his predecessors. Carlos Illades is a historian at the Metropolitan Autonomous University.
Estos gestos de López Obrador han tenido bastante resonancia, ¿no?
López Obrador's gestures have resonated, Illades says. López Obrador put the presidential plane up for sale, got rid of his protective service, and before his inaugural address as president, he received a public cleansing ritual from members of indigenous communities. One priest burned leaves in a stone goblet and brushed the president with a handful of herbs. Another priest handed López Obrador a cane and said the country was placing trust in him.
Señor presidente, reciba.
López Obrador knelt before the priests and the crowd looking on.
En términos de popularidad, le reditúa muchísimo, ¿no?
In terms of popularity, this pays dividends, says Illades, the history professor. One poll had López Obrador's popularity at 66%, and Mexico's culture ministry estimates more than 200,000 people have visited the presidential estate since it opened this month.
Of course, it is a sort of honeymoon, and it's a sort of patriotic moment.
Amy Glover is a political columnist in Mexico City and a U.S.-Mexico dual citizen. She points out López Obrador is amassing lots of power. His party swept in the elections.
And he has complete control over the Congress. Perhaps he has too much control.
At the presidential estate of Los Pinos, Fernando González Pérez watched a youth ensemble. González, a retired salesman, says he had long been curious about this place. González compared coming here to traveling to a European city, too much to explore in one day. He says he wants to return and get to know the home of his country's former presidents a little better. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.